From Cap Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. We're less than 8 weeks to the California primary, and a longtime Sacramento politician is being challenged for re-election. Congresswoman Doris Matsui has represented the Sacramento area in Congress for the past two decades, since 2005. And prior to that, her late husband, Representative Robert Matsui, won re-election after re-election for more than 25 years. Combined, the Matsui name has represented the state capitol for close to half a century. But this midterm, Congresswoman Matsui is facing a prominent challenger in fellow Democrat and Sacramento City Council member Mai Vang. Cap Radio reporter Tony Rodriguez has been closely following this race, and he joins us following a recent forum with all six candidates for District 7. Hey, Tony.
Hey, Vicky.
So let's just start with visualizing District 7. What does it encompass?
District 7 is a pretty large and diverse district. It includes the core of Sacramento, like downtown and midtown, but it also stretches south through cities like Elk Grove and Galt. So it isn't a district that changed too much through Prop 50 redistricting. It only became a little more red, but is still seen as a largely blue region. It is a good mix of urban, suburban, and rural communities. I think that could mean a lot of variance when it comes to what voters want from a candidate here.
So why was this forum last week significant?
Well, it was one of the first formal events for the race. Candidates have spent some time building out their campaigns leading up to this, but the forum got them all on stage together and in front of people to see. So voters had the opportunity to compare them directly. The forum clarified where the candidates stand, especially between the leading two Democrats, Congresswoman Doris Matsui and Sac City Councilmember Mai Vang.
So who are the other candidates that participated? There were a total of six.
Yeah, well, a lot of the crowd's attention was centered on the two Democrats, Matsui and Vang, on stage. There were four others in this race up there, too. Also running for the seats are Democrats Robert Morin and Yat Nazat, and Republicans Ralph Nwobi and Zachariah Wooden. Vang really drove the debate on stage, as many in the crowd came to support her and cheered when and after she spoke. Vang used the opportunity to separate herself from Matsui by talking about their different positions on money in politics and healthcare. Matsui replied to some of the claims Vang made up there and other claims that the other candidates made about her on stage.
You've been following this race really closely. You, of course, were at that forum. What stood out to you?
Yeah, well, this can really be seen as the incumbent's race to lose, Matsui, since all of the other candidates are gunning for her spot. They, on stage, use their opportunity to differentiate themselves from Matsui at the forum. She's everyone's opponent in the race. The other candidates use a lot of that time to introduce themselves. The Republicans talked more about federal spending and the role of government. And the Democratic challengers talked about affordability and accountability.
All right. Well, remind us about the Matsui name. It goes back decades here in Sacramento.
Right. The Matsui name is like a political dynasty here. They have a family history of holding the seat. You've probably driven past the Robert Matsui Federal Courthouse or the waterfront park in his name along the Sacramento River, or even driven down Matsui Alley in downtown. And so combined, they have been in Congress for nearly half a century. Doris Matsui has been there for 20 years so far, and her late husband held it 26 years prior to that. Her husband, Robert T. Matsui, was born in Sacramento and graduated from C.K. McClatchy. He was a Japanese-American, and him and his family were interned at an incarceration camp during World War II. In politics, he was a Sac City Council member before Congress and served in the House from 1979 until 2005, and that was the year he passed away. Doris Matsui then seceded her husband in a special election and has been reelected ever since. As far as Doris Matsui, she grew up on a farm in the Central Valley and met Robert as students at UC Berkeley, so they have long ties to Northern California.
So given that Representative Doris Matsui has been in Congress for 20 plus years, what are her signature policies?
Well, Matsui has helped secure a long list of federal funding for infrastructure projects in the Sacramento region over the years. She has brought billions for flood protection projects to secure Folsom Dam. This year, she's taken credit for bringing in $36 million in federal support for light rail streetcar expansion And another project she worked on this year was bringing $2 million to help Sac State expand into downtown.
I stand up for my people. I stand up for my constituents all the time, whether it's billions in healthcare and billions and for flood protection, making sure that we have affordable prescription drugs.
Yeah, so with Matsui, we're talking about 20 years of work in D.C., and she says she's been able to do this because she knows how to get things done in the House.
Is it typical that she's being challenged for re-election?
I mean, she's been challenged for re-election, but has been hard to beat, and these seats are up for re-election every 2 years, making her ability to hold it for 20 years even more impressive. But Matsui has not had much serious challenge when it comes to running against big names. Mai Vang, being a city council member for Sacramento, will be the first elected official to run against Matsui. So in a way, this is new territory for her.
Okay, well then let's focus on council member Mai Vang. Tell us about her backstory.
Vang has been in Sacramento all her life. She prides herself on being the eldest of 16 children. Right now, she represents District 8 on the Sacramento City Council. So that's South Sacramento, the Meadowview, Florin region. She's really framed her run around her background of knowing what it's like to grow up in a struggling immigrant family.
I am the proud daughter of Hmong refugee. I am an educator and a Sacramento City Council member. Tonight, you're going to hear two visions for the future. One by an established Democrat that has created the conditions for what we have today, and the other, a vision for new leadership.
Yeah, so she was first elected in 2020 to the Sacramento City Council and has focused a lot of her work on housing and expanding resources for immigrant families.
So why did she get into the congressional race in the first place?
Well, Vang is running as a more progressive Democrat than Matsui. She frames her reasoning as getting into it as going against establishment power that Matsui holds. She says for her, that means rejecting corporate PAC money, supporting Medicare for all, and positioning herself against an establishment politician.
My husband and I struggle to pay our house bills, to fill up our gas tank, to cover groceries. Doris Matsui is a multimillionaire married to a billionaire, and she doesn't understand the day-to-day struggles of our working families. Established politicians, both Democrats and Republicans, bought by corporate PAC, created the conditions for what we have today.
Like Matsui, she is a Democrat. The distinction comes in how they're positioning themselves. Vang attaches herself to the progressive wave, so she's focused on working families and challenging establishment Democrats. Matsui, again, represents stability and seniority. She's had big committee assignments in the House, a lot of time in D.C., and decades of influence.
How has Matsui responded to Vang's run?
Matsui hasn't responded too directly to Vang. They haven't done much back and forth. What she's done instead is pointing back to her record and her experience delivering for Sacramento. When Vang first announced her campaign in September last year, Matsui told me that Democrats should be working together to fight the Trump administration and not each other.
I can't control what people do, but I can only control what's in front of me right now. And I think you know that there's quite a lot there that I'm working on. And, you know, I can, people in Sacramento trust in me because I listen, I show up, I do the work.
So two quite different strategies from the lead Democrats in the race here.
Okay. I mean, you mentioned both are Democrats. There are some differences. Let's parse that out a little bit more between the two.
Yeah, well, the biggest distinctions between the two are on healthcare, campaign funding, and foreign policy. Mai Vang is pushing for Medicare for all and tying that to her argument about not taking corporate PAC money. Doris Matsui is taking more of a step-by-step approach. She says she wants to expand access to healthcare, but said that can still be done through different pathways and working through Congress.
Yes, we're both Democrats, but there are clear contrasts in terms of who we are, our values, and also where we get money from. I don't take any corporate PAC money. Doris Matsui does. I support Medicare for all. She does not.
Matsui replied to Vang directly about this on stage.
I'm not averse to Medicare for all, but there are other pathways there, too. And I think we have to examine them. But we really need to understand that we have to have national health care for everyone.
They also differ on foreign policy, especially on wars in the Middle East. Vang has been a lot more direct. She's called what's happening in Gaza a genocide. Matsui hasn't used that same language. Vang argues that Matsui receives campaign funding that is tied to Israel, and that taking money from the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, or AIPAC, prevents her from pushing against ongoing conflict. Again, it's really hanging on the idea of the establishment Democrat with experience and a progressive Democrat trying to gain grassroots support.
You know, what's also interesting is that age has also been brought up in this race. So what is being debated?
Yeah, age has definitely come up in this race, but it's really part of a bigger conversation about experience and new leadership. There's about a 40-year age gap between Matsui and Vang. Matsui, who is 81, leans into that. She's using it to show her experience and time she's had to build her relationships in Congress. At the same time, some of the other candidates pointed to that as a reason for change. For example, Vang, who is nearly in her 40s, doesn't directly address age, but says it's time for a new generation of leadership and a different approach. So it can really come down to what voters value more, experience and seniority, or a shift towards newer voices and perspective.
You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. And if you're just joining us, we're talking with CAP Radio reporter Tony Rodriguez about Congressional 7th District, the race that a seat has been held by Representative Doris Matsui for 20 years. So let's get into their campaigns. How much has each raised?
Well, for this 2026 campaign, federal filings are showing right now that Matsui has raised around $700,000 and Vang has raised about $285,000. The other candidates in the race are trailing well behind both of them so far right now. Where the difference really comes is in how that money is raised. Matsui is taking a significant share from PACs, which has been typical for an incumbent with her level of seniority. Vang is drawing her contrast there. She's running a campaign that rejects corporate PAC money and is leaning more on smaller donors and grassroots support. So it's not just about how much they've raised, but how they're raising it.
In terms of endorsements, who has endorsed Representative Matsui?
Matsui has a lot of support from local elected leaders. Earlier this year, she stood with the mayor of Sacramento, Kevin McCarty, and most of the Sacramento City Council to announce their endorsement for her, which, you know, can signal confidence in her work and what she's done for the region. And in a race like this, those endorsements can really matter because they signal to voters who local leaders are lining up behind.
Who's endorsed Councilmember Vang?
While the majority of the council did back Matsui, it wasn't unanimous. Sacramento council members Karina Talamantes and Katie Maple did join her to support her. And they've, I think it shows some of the division locally. A big supporter of Vang in this race has also been Flo Kofer. Kofer also labels herself as a progressive, and she narrowly lost the last mayoral election against Mayor Kevin McCarty and is now running for Sacramento County Supervisor. So, yeah, you're kind of seeing that split. Matsui has more of the established political support, and Vang is building her own coalition and trying to grow that base.
So this week, the Sacramento Bee editorial board announced that they would not be endorsing Congresswoman Matsui. Why is this significant?
Right. So the Bee didn't endorse Matsui, saying she declined to sit down for an interview with them. They invited her to speak with their editorial board, including an opportunity to be interviewed alongside Vang, and they say she turned that down. They say that they won't endorse a candidate that won't meet with them. It is significant because the Sacramento Bee editorial board has historically been pretty influential in local races like this. They get a lot of eyes on their work, and they are the flagship publication of the region. So them not choosing to endorse Matsui didn't mean they endorsed another candidate or Vang. They really just raised concerns about Matsui's availability and transparency to the public.
Okay, so back to the forum. As you mentioned, packed house. What was the vibe, the environment like?
There were over 300 people in person, and it was being live streamed, so even more were watching online. Many in the crowd wore campaign merch for either Matsui and Vang and cheered for both, so the energy was high. I spoke to a attendee. His name was Alan LaFosso, who lives in downtown Sacramento. And he said he's still undecided, but believes the race is between the two Democrats, Matsui and Vang.
I'm a Democrat, and this is a Democratic district, so it's kind of a race between Mai Vang and Doris Matsui. I feel for the incumbent, who everybody's going after her.
Many of the people in the room clearly did already come in supporting a candidate, but community forums like these do give voters a chance to see their options up close and personal.
Yeah, they are incredibly important, especially with just weeks left until the primary. So a look down the road, let's get into like a hypothetical here. If Matsui is not reelected, that means her Sacramento district will be represented by a freshman Congress member, and this would be for the first time in 2 decades. How could this change an influence at the federal level? How could that ultimately impact Sacramentans?
Yeah, if Matsui isn't reelected, we will see a freshman Congress member in Sacramento. And that hasn't happened in 2 decades. So seniority is a big factor when it comes to influencing Congress. Matsui has spent years building key relationships and securing committee appointments. If she keeps her seat, she's set to chair a subcommittee on technology and artificial intelligence coming her next term. At the same time, Vang says her experience isn't the only thing that matters. So for voters, the trade-off is whether you want someone established with seniority in Washington or a new voice and approach.
Finally, Tony, the pace is picking up. The primary is less than 8 weeks away. The general election, of course, is in November. Can you just lay out a 101 roadmap of what happens next?
Well, ballots will be mailed out starting May 4th, so coming soon. People can participate in mail-in voting until the primary election day on June 2nd. And in this race, the top two candidates will head on to the November general election. So the last day to register to vote for the primary is May 18th.
Yeah, so if you haven't registered yet, you still have time. Tony, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you, Vicky.
That is CAP Radio reporter Tony Rodriguez talking about the Congressional 7th District race, a seat that has been held by Representative Doris Matsui for 20 years, now facing a prominent challenger and fellow Democrat and Sacramento City Council member, Mai Vang. Up next, California is home to the most immigrants in the country, and there is a big change for permanent residents who own their business. Green card holders are no longer eligible for small business loans. We'll get a sense of what the impact could be to the state's economy. You're listening to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Vicky Gonzalez.